This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 345. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business solution for every business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, are you scared to talk in front of people? There's an old joke that says that everyone's number one fear is talking in front of a group of people. And number two, that's death. In other words, most people would rather be dead than speak in front of a group of people. Well, Ruth Sherman is with us to talk about how to conquer that fear as the leader of your small business. Also, are you ready for Windows 10? We're going to show you how to do it easily and seamlessly, where it will help your business. But first, I still ask myself one question almost every single week. Am I really a leader? Do I have what it takes to stand out and do what no one else wants to do? How important it is to actually be a leader if you're a small business owner? Here to help is Jeffrey Hazlett. He's the primetime television host of C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett and the business radio host of All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett. He's appeared as a guest celebrity judge in NBC's Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump for three seasons. He's got a new book out. It's called Think Bigger, Act Bigger. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it is great to be here, man, and already into the 300s on your shows. You are getting bigger.
We are getting bigger. So why'd you call the book Think Big, Act Bigger?
You know, I'm sick and tired of listening to people not get things done. They put these self-imposed limitations, abstract obstacles in their way, and I want people to be a bigger, badder, bolder version of themselves. In the end, it's not the lucky who win, it's the relentless, you know, and I always have this saying, it's called hard work because it's hard. And it's not supposed to be easy, but there's ways to make it work and to get ahead. And you know very well with all the interviews you've done around small business that most of them fail. And I want to make sure they don't fail, because the biggest move and most dangerous move in business is the failure to make a move. So I want them making moves now.
So what questions should people start asking themselves if they're going to start a business, before they run the business, to make sure that they have what it takes, that they're really going to get it done?
You know, I love that question because it gets to this very simple thing. You can't make this stuff hard, really. It's really not hard. I talk about what I call conditions of satisfaction. So for you, what is it you want out of the business? What's the measurement? What's your, you know, I'm out figure? What is the things that you want to be able to gain, whether it's, you know, building wealth, whether it's having fun, whether it's learning new things? But what, how can you measure those things? And then what are the timelines that you want to put on them? And a lot of people don't go in with that. And so therefore, they're not realistic, and they don't make the moves they need to make in driving the business.
Now, is there a right or wrong answer to that question, Jeffrey?
Never is, and because for you, it's different. You know, people will come to me all the time. They'll say, Jeff, you need to do this. You need to do this. I don't need to do anything I don't want to do. Okay? Why? Because I can. And so the way in which you do it, now, are there better ways to do things? Without question. I could be more efficient. I could have more money in my pocket. But you know what? I might want to balance it against my personal life, meaning I want to spend more time with my family. And so that's where you've got to be able to make decisions. And that's what leadership's about every single day. That's what it's about. Owning your own business is to decide whether I'm going to put an ad over here, an ad over here. You have to make those kinds of decisions. But the key thing is to make them and then move.
Now, one of the things you talk about in the book is that it's really important for a business to have an identity that they can own. What do you mean by identity they can own?
Well, you mentioned the guy earlier. We'll talk about him right now, but Trump. I mean, you know, he's a friend of mine, and we've been business partners before, and, you know, certainly been on the show. But, you know, whether you like him or not, he's got an identity.
Right, we're talking about Donald Trump, of course.
Absolutely. Is there any other Trump?
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know?
So, well, Ivanka, who's pretty doggone sharp in herself, she's done very well.
Yeah, she's my favorite, I have to tell you.
Well, all of his kids are pretty good. You know, he's raised some really good kids that have done really well in business. And you got to think, you know, if he was such a jerk, why would his kids be working with him as long as they do? Because we all know in family businesses, that's usually the first ones to go are your kids. They just don't want to put up with this stuff. And so, but my point is own an identity. Whatever that is, own it, be it. You know, create your story around that so people, when they see you, they see the business. When they see the business, they see you. I don't think you can separate the two, or at least it's difficult to separate the two unless you're a major, major corporation, with, hundreds of thousands of employees. So I say own the story. So, for me, I'm like a global business celebrity, talk show host, author, speaker, and sometimes cowboy. And so I dress the part. I mean, that's what I wear, cowboy boots and jeans, and someone started calling me a cowboy. So that's what we live. And so I want people to know that, and that's part of your brand because it's a promise that you deliver.
Yeah, people used to call me the Bill Cosby of entrepreneurship, but I kind of like dissuade them from calling me that anymore. So also in your book, you talk about empowering your employees, and everyone knows that this is a really important thing to do. You have something called the Caitlin Rule. How do you do that?
Well, it's a great rule. I had an employee who just started with me. We were helping to take a company public. I took three companies public last year. And in that, she stopped by the desk right before we were going to go meet with the CEO and said, "Jeff, should we bring color copies to the meeting?" And I turned to her and I said, "Caitlin, you're brand new, but you're going to be a superstar here. You're going to be somebody who's hugely affecting our business, and you're going to be affected by it." I said, "But you only get to ask me 21 questions. That's all you get to ask. That's all you can ask me during the month. You can ask me about the meaning of life, the best train to take uptown, where the best Italian restaurant in New York City. Is that one of your questions?" And she said, "I don't think so." I said, "Good career move, because if I have to answer that question, what do I need you for?"
Exactly. We're talking with Jeff Haslett. He's the author of a new book called Think Big and Act Bigger. One of the things you say you pride yourself on, not too many people, Jeff, pride themselves on, you say that you're pig-headed and irrational. Is that an okay thing for a small business leader to be?
Absolutely. You have to be, because, we've got to put people and take people to different levels. It's just like the old football coach who used to make you run an extra lap when you thought you were going to die. You know what? You ran the extra lap, and guess what? You didn't die. So this is the same thing. We've got to stretch people, and we need to be pig-headed or irrational about the quality that we give to the product, the kind of quality of customer service that we give, the growth, the new markets, the new channels. You have to be the person who is pig-headed and said, "We will not accept anything less than this," and you raise the bar all the time.
So do you think that's kind of a chord that Donald Trump is striking in America today?
I think what he's doing is he's speaking his own mind, and people love that. I think we've always loved these populist kinds of characters in our history, where people rally around someone who's a little different, a little sometimes extreme. Now, whether or not he'll be able to keep up that momentum, that's a different question. It's a long time before the election.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I think a lot of small business owners, they just want to be liked, especially with social media out there. And for myself, I say, I really want you to either really like me or really hate me, but I want you to have an opinion about me.
Yeah, and, quite frankly, I have people that love me and people that don't quite love me. And that's okay, because if you're going to be able to put out, an opinion, if you're going to be able to stand for something, that's going to happen. And in your business, there's going to be people who will be raving fans, and then people who will write nasty things about you because of, a crow flew over the air. For whatever reason, their own reasons. Just keep doing what you think is right and doing it as best you can. That's what we can expect from you.
Do you think this is one of the reasons that, a lot of people admire Steve Jobs? Because it seems like he was pig-headed, he was irrational, he just did it the way he thought it should be done.
Yeah, I used to have to do business with Steve Jobs. I had to call him on the phone because when I was at a Fortune 100 company, we were suing each other all the time. So, he was kind of a jerk to deal with. But you know what I respected about him is he took a stand. He put a stake in the ground, and you can't not respect somebody who does that.
Yeah, there's no question. One of the things you talk about in the book, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You talk about this servant mentality, and it's a way to become a better leader. Those two ideas seem to be in opposition to each other.
Well, no, I think if you serve people, you serve your customers. But, in my operation, and I bought and sold over 250 companies, well over, $25 billion in transactions. And yet I still like to clean the bathrooms. Not that, one, because I like a clean bathroom, but two, because if I clean the bathrooms, there's no other job in the operation that you can't do. All right? If I walk up to you and say, "Maybe you ought to clean your desk," you know that I clean the bathrooms, maybe you're going to pick it up. And then I think it puts you in touch with things. And so I like, just like I do at church, just like I do everything else, if I help others, they typically help me.
And so what are the kinds of things you can do really to help others? Because one of the things that small business owners have a problem with, Jeffrey, is that they have a tendency to do it all themselves rather than getting other people to do it for them. How do you make that switch?
Here's a great example. Get out on social media rather than talking about yourself all the time. Once a day, go talk about another business in your local community that you love. And that's helping someone else. And you'll imagine, just imagine what starts to happen. Because if you like them and you start talking about them, guess what? I'll guarantee you they'll start talking about you. And if nothing else, you've done something good for somebody else, and that ought to make you feel better.
Well, Jeffrey, I appreciate you about coming back on the show. If people want to follow you, where can they get in touch? Where can they see you?
Goodness gracious. Think big, act bigger. The rewards of being relentless, because the relentless are the only ones that win in the end. Hazlett.com. You can find us on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and don't forget your local bookstores.
Absolutely. That's Hazlett.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, coming up, are you afraid to talk in front of people? The magic formula to overcome that fear. This AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Mike Hodges, taking a look at traffic and multiple closures in Jackson Park this morning, setting up for the Chicago Half Marathon. Streets including Marquette, 67th, Cornell, and Hayes are all closed. And at 6:30 this morning, Lakeshore Drive is going to close between 31st and 67th for the race. Currently on the Kennedy, it's all jammed up into downtown, down to one lane with work at the Burns Circle, at least 25 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. And full closures inbound remain a possibility this morning, lasting up to 15 minutes each at the Burns Circle. Elsewhere, despite some morning construction, not seeing any delays on the expressways, and things appear to be moving pretty smoothly throughout Illinois' tollway system. Your weather forecast, cloudy skies today with a high of 76. Low tonight, cloudy and 64. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8800 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 8800.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So many of us out there are really afraid to speak in front of people, but speaking in front of a group is a critical skill for all small business owners. Here to help improve that is Ruth Sherman. She works with top CEOs, celebrities, and small business entrepreneurs to help them become charismatic speakers, presenters, and video media darlings. She's got a new book called Speakrets. I love that. The 30 best, most effective, most overlooked marketing and personal branding essentials. Her first career was one of a handful of successful New York jingle singers whose voice was heard around the world on commercials such as Coca-Cola, Ford, Michelob, Clairol, and as a backup singer for major recording artists. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Hey, Barry. Great to be with you.
All right. So first of all, what's your favorite? Are you taking requests? Are you taking requests?
No, do you want me to say? Do you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, are you taking requests? What's your favorite jingle?
All right, you really do. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. So that was
It's the real thing.
That's it, the real thing.
That's fantastic. Right. Well, my producer and I really appreciate that. So that's a great way to start your career. But let's talk about the new book. How'd you go with the name Speakrets? I love that.
First of all, I'm so impressed that you were able to pronounce it correctly.
I just got lucky.
I don't know about that. But anyway, literally that just dropped down to me one day when I was at an event. I think I just was fumbling my words, and I said, well, what's the secret? And I think I was thinking about speaking at the same moment, and it came out Speakrets, and I said, oh, my God. That is a great, great word, and I'm going to trademark it. And so there you have Speakrets. What Speakrets is a compilation of a bunch of essays that I have written that I feel covers a lot of ground to help people who are in business become more charismatic on stage, on camera, and in the media. So that's the reason I wrote it, and it's one of those books where you don't have to start at the beginning and go through it like a novel. You pick and choose what interests you at any time, read that, and integrate it, use the lessons, and hopefully get better at being a public figure or a public speaker.
That's my kind of book. You know, it's very paradoxical for a lot of small business owners because they know that in order to be successful, they've got to be able to speak in front of people. But at the same time, they're really scared about it. What's the first step in overcoming that fear, Ruth?
Well, some people never get through the fear, and that's fine. I'm not really concerned about being scared. There's many people are very shy. They're introverted. That's no reason to stay out of the spotlight. What you have to keep telling yourself is that these are the greatest marketing and personal branding tools no one wants to use. I have been at this a long time. You know, my jingle career was great. It's ancient history. I've been doing this now for over 20 years, and I've seen a lot. I wouldn't say I've seen it all, although it feels like it sometimes. What I'll tell you is this. It may seem like everyone is out there speaking and, getting on stages, doing media, doing videos. In the grand scheme of things, Barry, nobody is doing it. So if you embrace this skill, you get better at it. You have a default competitive advantage. You know this.
Yeah,
you go out there and speak.
Yeah, and I love this idea of that if you embrace this skill, because I find a lot of folks, I'll go speak somewhere, Ruth, and people say, oh, you're just really good naturally speaking. I'm like, there's nothing natural about it. I trained tirelessly with Victoria LaBomba in New York. I practice over and over again. And Ruth, I find so many times what people don't do is they think they should just be able to go up there and wing it, and that's the farthest from the truth.
Totally correct, and you've said it very well. You have to get help with this. This isn't something that comes naturally. I think what we tend to do is to equate public speaking with what I call private speaking. Private speaking is, you get up in the morning, you take a breath, you stretch, you say a few words, and people tend to equate that, or you're in a hallway with a colleague and you're speaking to them, and public speaking is different. It's a performance, and if you can think of it that way, you can pull the mystery out of why you might feel a little nervous before you step out onto a stage, or why you have to practice and rehearse. And by the way, Barry, you probably learned this with your coach, that practicing is not about saying it in your head on the way to the gig.
No question.
It's about saying it out loud, because we're all very eloquent in our own heads.
There's no question. I remember once I was on the road and I was practicing actually in a hotel room before the gig, and I texted my speaker coach, says, yeah, well, I'm in the bathroom and so-and-so plays. I'm practicing right before I go on as well, right? And so it does take practice. And I love the idea, Ruth, you said it's a performance, because I believe, you know, what I do is edutainment. You got to think of it as a performance. And one thing you talk about in the book is that the way that you look, you sound, you move around, you travel around stage, that's an important part of it, right?
It's completely important. You know, it's the nonverbal cues, as we say in my business, the nonverbal codes of communication. Everything that we say without using words, because the truth is that if the way you look, sound, move, and travel, and with by the word travel, we're talking about how you command a stage, mm-hmm. an actual stage. If the way you look, sound, move, and travel contradict what you say, people are going to believe the way you look, sound, move, and travel instead of what you say. So, for example, Barry, if I got out there and I said, hey, I'm a great speech coach, and if you're with me and you follow what I do, you're going to become excellent too. And people would listen to that and think, what the heck is she talking
exactly.
about? Give me the handout and I'll, you know, head back to my office and read it, because I don't need to be here watching her. She's not believable.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ruth Sherman. She's the author of a great new book called Speakerettes, the 30 Best, Most Effective, Most Overlooked Marketing and Personal Branding Essentials. Ruth, one of the things you talked about before was the idea of people may never get over being nervous. I have to tell you, every single time I go on stage, I'm nervous. That's okay. I mean, there was a great phrase, not Andrew Carnegie. Who was the speech guy? Dale Carnegie said, you know, I'm never going to make those butterflies go away. I just have to teach you to have them fly in formation. And I love that. And I think a little nervousness is okay. What do you think?
Not only okay, I think it's necessary. I worry when people contact me and say, well, you know, I never get nervous and I'm really good. My response to that is, show me. Prove it. The fact is that being a little nervous makes sense. It lets people know, or it lets you know that you care. What could be wrong with that? You care about the outcome. Who wants to flop? You don't want to flop. You want to make sure people are engaged. And a little nervousness, too, gives you an edge. It makes you better, provided, Barry, that you're ready, that you've practiced. I like to say scared but prepared.
That's right. I love that. Well, talking about scared but prepared, we've got a presidential contest going on in this country. And one of the things you've been talking about is whoever communicates best wins. How are the candidates doing in terms of communication?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. You know, I'm a political communication expert, and I love commenting on the race. It is so interesting to watch, because the truth is the better communicator always wins. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be, you know, the greatest speaker ever, but you got to be better than the opposition. And right now, what we're seeing, and this is quite interesting, and anybody who wants to become a better speaker or public communicator needs to tune in, because this is a masterclass in high-stakes communication. What we see is Donald Trump is the only candidate of both parties at this point who has what we call a win theme. This means he's differentiated himself from the pack, and he is emotionally connected with his audience via a number of things, but particularly his slogan, which is Make America Great Again. So it's really interesting to see what he's doing and to watch and observe and learn. And we'll see how the rest of them play catch up.
It's interesting, because we just talked about the Donald with Jeffrey Hazlett. He was three times on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Right,
and one
right.
thing that he was talking about the Donald is basically he comes out there and takes a position, right? You love him, you hate him, but he gets out there, he communicates exactly who he is. How important is that when you're on stage talking to folks, trying to communicate your brand?
Well, what you're talking about is this very widely used and frankly misunderstood word, authenticity. You know, what is authenticity? People will often say, you know, just be yourself, right? And that's maybe what we're seeing with Donald Trump. He's just Trump being Trump. Trump is being Trump in this particular situation. You have to be yourself, but you have to be your best self. You know, Barry, we have a lot of different selves. We communicate differently in a variety of different environments. They require different things. So you're not going to speak on stage to a group of fans and clients, potential clients, the same way you're going to speak to an infant for example, or a pet or friends over a glass of wine. So what Trump is doing and what we all have to do when we get out there on stage is speak in that way that is consistent not only with our brand, but gives the audience what they need to hear to make that connection with them. And what Trump is doing, again, he has that win theme. He's really connecting with them. He's giving voice to a lot of anxieties that people in this particular group, you know, it's a narrow group.
Absolutely.
It's registered Republicans who vote in primary.
Right. Ruth, we're out of time. If you want to get in touch with Ruth Sherman, it's www.ruthsherman.com. Ruth, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Barry. Thank you.
This is AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
She's bold.
You're not black, so drop the racism crap.
She's controversial.
When you bring the people here, you bring those cultures here.
She's unapologetic.
This is a total fraud and a fig leaf.
And she's coming to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. She's Ann Coulter.
Now I'm talking.
See best-selling author and conservative firebrand Ann Coulter live on Saturday, November 14th at Freedom Summit Chicago in Itasca. Get your tickets now at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's Freedom Summit Chicago.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten, showing his charm at the World Conference of Families in Philadelphia. Pope Francis joking about giving advice.
Some of you might say, of course,
Padre,
Father,
usted habla así porque es soltero.
You speak like that because you're not married.
He finishes his whirlwind U.S. tour with a mass today, also in Philadelphia. An 11-year-old Georgia boy credited with delivering his baby brother with help from an emergency dispatcher. 11-year-old James Dukes calmly dialing 911 as his mother, Kenyarda, gave birth to his baby brother in their Marietta, Georgia home.
I'm 911. My mom just had the baby at the house, and she needs somebody to come.
When EMS got there, they found a healthy 6 pounds, 9 ounce boy named Royal. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Mike Hodges, taking a look at traffic on the inbound Kennedy. Crews currently enacting one of those full closures right by the Burns Circle interchange as they do the big work this weekend, so traffic's at a standstill. From Hubbard's Cave to the Burn Circle, can't get through at this point, should be lifted within the next few minutes. Also because of that project, traffic can't go from westbound Congress onto the outbound Eisenhower out of downtown. You have to instead exit onto the Kennedy or the Dan Ryan. Lots of closures on the south side in Jackson Park this morning, setting up for the Chicago Half Marathon. And after 6 this morning, there will be a full closure of Lakeshore Drive for the Half Marathon between 31st and 67th Street. So plan accordingly for that. Your weather forecast, it's going to be a cloudy one today with a high of 76 and cooler tonight, low 64. Your next traffic update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
4 new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
To get your two my pillows for the price of one, call 800-489-0201 and please use the promo code Amy. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Amy. That's 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Either way, don't forget the promo code AMY.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, Scott Ford is the founder and CEO of Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, is ranked in the top 1% of all registered financial advisors. He was recognized as one of the top 20 rising stars of wealth management by Private Asset Management Magazine. It's got a new book out called The Sustainable Edge. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Well, in your mind, tell us what the Sustainable Edge is and where I can buy one.
Sure. So the Sustainable Edge is all about balance leads to growth and growth leads to balance. And throughout my career early on, you know, I'd work, and I thought I just had to grow. Then I kind of balanced out and was living more of a lifestyle practice and working 30, 35 hours a week, which was great, time with family. The problem is you really need them both, and that's when we had that realization, we decided to write the book to help other entrepreneurs understand you have to grow to be able to stay up with competition, but you also need balance to have a fulfilled and meaningful life, so you really need them both. As far as access to the book, you can get it from our website, thesustainableedge.com, or from Amazon.
So I want to talk to you about balance, because I think this is something a lot of small business owners really struggle with. They think that balance is really separating out their personal and professional life. And for me, I think balance is integrating those two things together so you live one whole life. What do you think?
You couldn't have said it better, honestly. That's exactly what I think. And I know people will hear balance. It's a term used a lot, and they're probably going, ah, here we go again. Here's the thing. You're never going to be completely in balance. So it is a bit a myth to say you're going to be perfectly in balance. That's not the intent. So here's what happened to me. I looked at balance in life early in my life. I had an issue with my son at 6 months. He had a heart surgery. And it was one of those times where you just really reflect and say, good grief, at 6 months, we're not here long. So it really made me think what's most important to me. So I got real clear back then, and I came up for me with what I call six pillars. And this is my balance, and it's spiritual, family, health, career, philanthropy, and finances. So though a tough situation, it was good to get that clear. Good news is you don't have to go through a tough situation to get that clear on what you value most. The challenge I had, by the way, my son's fine. He's now 20.
That's good.
The challenge I had is, though I was clear on what I valued and where I wanted to be balanced, if you were to look at my calendar back then, it was a joke. It was all career. It was all work. I was very unbalanced. And so I had that disconnect, and family suffered from it, candidly. Business did great, but family suffered from it. So that's why we wanted to write the book. It's why we came up with what we call the IQ Grower Process, which stands not for intellectual quotient, but implementation quotient. It's a one-page plan that you can download off the website to help you list your six most or your six areas that you value most, but then get it to your calendar so that you're actually spending time in those six key areas, not just in work.
So one of the things you talk about, Scott, is that, you know, busy and balanced. And a lot of folks are going to say, you know, Scott, I understand all this stuff, but, you know, I'm way too busy to be balanced. What do you do with that?
Yeah, I get it. It's a great question. It's funny. I have a friend and colleague I'll call, also a business owner, and I'll check in. How you doing? And the first thing he says every time he answers the phone is, ah, busy, busy, busy. And in our culture, that's almost like a badge of honor, right? And we are busy. I get that. I like to now, and I used to say the same thing. I like to now say busy with balance. And what I mean by that is that we're all busy, but I'm busy. Last week, as an example, my wife and I went to Chincoteague. I didn't take my laptop. I didn't use my cell phone except for in case.
I'm sorry, you went where?
Chincoteague Island. It's an island off in Delaware, but it's like a small, quaint fisherman's town, so it's just a real laid-back setting. So no emails, no work. So was I busy? Yeah, I was busy spending time with my wife, but I really disconnected from work. And the irony for entrepreneurs, and this is where we mess up, we end up, we're always working, so we take our work with us. And so the argument I, or the pushback I would give to someone to say I'm too busy for it, you can't afford to not do this because you get your breakthroughs and your best thinking when you're able to separate and get some free, open, clear time to let your subconscious work and to let things just happen instead of constantly being on that treadmill and running uphill.
Well, where does this idea of taking time off and letting your mind wander? Because a lot of small business owners say, I can't do that. I can't afford to take any mind off, the time off.
Yeah, it's funny how it works because that is the thought. And early on in my career, I thought the same thing. I'm too busy. I can't afford to take time off. But for entrepreneurs, it's really neat because we have that opportunity to set our own schedule. Unfortunately, we typically just build it up with work. However, if you force yourself to block out your calendar in advance for, again, go back to what you value most. So in my case, if it's spiritual and family and health, that goes on the calendar a year in advance, and I block weeks or days at a time off before I put in any work activities. That forces me to really take time and focus on that. And here's the irony. When you do it, you not only, when you're not working, come back more rejuvenated with more energy, more clarity than what you would have, because there's a law of diminishing returns if you're constantly just grinding. The other thing for an entrepreneur that it does, subconsciously you realize you just knocked out X days per year that you're going to give free time to family and your other passions. When you get back to your work days, you're much more focused that you got to make up for that time. You end up being more successful by taking more time.
Absolutely. And you know, getting things done is not related directly with how much time you spend on it. Scott, we're at the end of the show. Where can people get a copy of the book?
TheSustainableEdge.com.
Scott, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Barry.
We'll be right back. This AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Checking traffic on the outbound side of the Edens Expressway. We have a crash reported at Dempster. State Police and IDOT on the way to that. Kennedy inbound traffic is jammed up going into the burn circle. It's down to just one lane because of morning roadwork, part of that major burn circle interchange project. And from time to time, they're doing a full shutdown of the inbound Kennedy, and those will occur here and there throughout the morning until around 10 o'clock. Now, coming up within the next hour, there's going to be a full shutdown of Lakeshore Drive on the south side. A little bit after 6 o'clock, they're going to shut down the drive in both directions between 31st and 67th. This is for the Chicago Half Marathon. There are already closures, multiple streets blocked in Jackson Park. Taking a look at the weather, it's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 76 and a low tonight of 64. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. Joshua Kirtled is the COO of Sound Productions, which is a major supplier of pro audio lighting and video production since 1973. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Now, one of the things that you focus on is really giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that giving to the community is really good for your small business. How does that work?
Sure. I think that it can come in a lot of different ways. I think specifically what makes small business special is the people. I think that one of the big things that we take great pride in is our people. And I think that any small business, as you're growing and doing different things, it's how do you differentiate yourself within the market? How do you go against some of the larger big box competitors and other things? And for us, we believe that you can do that and differentiate specifically by the people, giving back to the community, and how you do that. So for us, what we look for in any kind of opportunity is how do we help make an impact? So one of the things that we've done is we've built a room that we specifically have, which is free training, so that people within our industry can come and educate themselves on some of the newer gear, some of the newer things, and other things specifically within our industry so that they can do those better. We also believe that just generally, you know, as small businesses, it's important to continue to refine your people and to grow your people and to do those different things. So by giving back to the community, I think a lot of people actually learn more about themselves, a little bit more depth, and we also build those relationships that are so impactful for small business.
Because in the end, most business is local. So if you get involved with your local community, where do you suggest people start? How do I find, if I'm a small business owner, how do I find my cause?
Sure. I think that some of the biggest things is just, you know, sit and have a, you know, glass of tea and think about it. You know, just really
herbal
ask.
Tea, a special kind of tea? Or
any kind of tea you want.
Psychedelic,
you know,
so your mind just goes crazy or
if
what?
If you're a fan of coffee, you know, go to coffee. But I think that really the biggest thing is, you know, what is your, for us specifically, we're very passionate about arts. We're passionate about live sound. We're passionate about music. We're passionate about all those different things. So one of the things that we're heavily involved in is we actually do give backs to local schools and different things like that. I'm personally involved with Dallas Summer Musicals because we want to promote arts within DFW. We do a lot of different things that are specific to us because we really try to encourage and find the right people that are passionate about what they do. We with great pride always talk about we don't have any employees. We only have team members because when you love what you do, it makes it a lot easier. So for anybody that's looking and you're not sure, you can go to any kind of local within each organization, you have a small business associations, you have chamber of commerces, you have all these different opportunities that help you get involved. And I would probably say that's one of the great places to start.
Yeah, because you can probably go to your local chamber of commerce, even go to your local government and say, what kind of needs does the government,
sure.
What does the community really have? Or better yet, read your local newspaper because that will tell you all the issues that are going on and
exactly.
Get ready to give back. What about the, a lot of people say, well, I'd really like to give back to my community, but it costs too much. What
sure.
do you say to that?
I disagree. I think that there's no cost to care. And I think the biggest thing is put on your company T-shirt and go volunteer somewhere. There's no cost to that. That is just something that helps you give back to your community. It helps get your name out there. But ultimately, it provides an opportunity for people to be able to build those relationships.
It's really interesting because Sage North America just announced, I believe, earlier this year they're going to have a new program where, and don't quote me on this, but you're going to be able to take off 5 days.
I might quote you on this.
5 days, full pay, just to volunteer wherever you want.
Sure.
And I think more and more businesses are doing that, and I think it's tremendous. And
absolutely.
Listen, large companies, Joshua, have been using this for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Because they've been saying, okay, we're the local gas company. We're going to give money to the symphony. Mm-hmm. But to me, there was never really a connection. You as a small business owner can really make a difference in your community.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, yes, the financial donations are extremely important, but there's nothing that can equate with somebody caring about you. Habitat for Humanity is a great cause that I've worked with before. I think it's important when people know, hey, this is my neighbor. This is a local person that cares about me. And ultimately, those are the relationships that really matter and will help small businesses be successful in so many ways.
And it's also easy for people to talk about these days in social media. So if you're doing some good, the chances of that person going out and saying, hey, thank you for really helping us.
Absolutely. Well, that helps you create a story. I think that from a business perspective, it's not about the business. It's not about the walls. It's not about that particular product on your shelf. It's about the people. It's about the customer service. And I think that really, from a volunteerism standpoint, from a growth as an individual standpoint, that all allows for any organization to grow and give back, but also build those roots within their local community to grow.
And you can probably ask your employees, your team members, why do you invest your time?
Sure.
Right? Because you want them to be passionate about whatever cause you get involved in.
Absolutely. We actually, each year, twice a year, we have surveys that we pull within our organization to make sure what we're doing, everybody is on board with. We have engagement. We make sure that the time and efforts that we put into give backs are what everyone wants. And I think that's important. The dialogue needs to be there. If it's, you know, one of the things that I always love to tell people is there's a difference between a boss and a leader. Mm-hmm. A boss is a guy sitting on top of the logs while somebody's pushing them. A leader is a guy or gal that's pushing them with everyone else. And that, to me, I think differentiates a lot of small businesses that can be very successful and others.
What do you think about the various policies? Do you feel that the organization should try to figure out one cause that they want to get involved in, or just leave it open to the employees and let them help in little ways?
Sure. I think that the most important thing is let it be organic. If you try too hard and you try to structure things too much, sometimes it becomes manufactured and it's less authentic. I think it's really important to allow for your organization, your people, to help guide that voice, and I think that's probably the best thing.
Last question I have for you. How important is it for actually to be tied to your brand? Whatever cause you get involved in.
You know, I think that that's beneficial from a marketing standpoint, but from a give back standpoint, I don't think that's necessary. Ultimately, if you care about other people and you build those relationships, I think you'll be able to be a successful small business.
Well, Joshua, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you?
Sure. They can find us at soundpro.com, or they can see us on Facebook /soundpro, and we'd love to be able to help them or answer any questions we could.
Joshua, thanks so much.
Thanks, Barry.
This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
I'm Lex, CEO of Balance of Nature. At Balance of Nature, we believe in real communication. Whether you call into the office or hear a success story on the radio, you can be sure it's real, unsolicited, and unscripted conversation.
I was on thyroid medicine for 5 years. I have completely got off of it, and all my blood work came back excellent.
It does a lot of good for me because I feel it works. The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, Microsoft has a new operating system out. It's called Windows 10. Many small business owners are reticent to upgrade their business to new software because they're afraid of the disruption or it may not work. Here to erase those fears and tell us how to do it seamlessly is Brian Smith. He is the Senior Product Manager for Microsoft. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Happy to be here.
All right. Now, I want you to erase all those fears of those small business owners out there that Windows 10 is the way to go, right, for every small business.
Absolutely. Yes, fully agree with you, Barry. It's a very productive and familiar experience. It's fun. It's easy to use. And then for your business, it's the most secure Windows you've ever built. It's got enterprise security built in. It's got management tools that make it really easy to manage your PCs. And best of all, very affordable for SMBs. It's a free upgrade.
That's right. Free is always a good price. Now, let's talk about security, because we know that a majority of small business owners, if their business has a security problem, many times they don't recover. Tell us about the security that's inside of Windows 10.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the benefits of a small business has with using Windows is that Windows is built for the world's largest governments, the world's largest corporations and enterprises. And we've built all that security into every edition of Windows. So a small business can take advantage of all that innovation, all that protection against the modern threats that are out there. So a small business will really benefit by using Windows 10.
Now, there's also a new web browser, right?
Correct. It's called Microsoft Edge. It's a new browser for Windows 10. And it's basically a fresh, unique look at how people use the web today. Very fast, very number of different benefits as well.
And so talk about some of those benefits.
Yep. So it's focused on three things: easy sharing, reading, and then moving quickly into action. So easy sharing means that you can do things like take notes on a web page. So if you're on a web page, you want to share a story or ask someone a question about a story, you can take a note on the web page, share it with that colleague of yours through email or OneNote, and then you can ask them that question. That person will see the page that you're looking at with your notes on it, and then can reply to that. So it's a very fast way to share information. And then reading, we've got a thing called reading mode. If you're reading a long-form document or article, it takes the clutter away and gives you a distraction-free reading right on the web page.
So, Brian, I just want to quickly, because we have a minute left, if I want to upgrade, how do I do that? Can I just go download it, or do I have to get in line?
Absolutely, yes. There's three steps. We launched on July 29th. You make a reservation, and what you'll find is you'll have an upgrade icon on your desktop. It's called a Get Windows 10 app. It's in the lower right side of your taskbar. You just simply use that app to reserve your free upgrade, and then you'll get notified when the upgrade is ready for you, and then you just do the upgrade there on your PC.
So, Brian, let's say during the upgrade I have a problem. What should I do?
You can feel confident with this upgrade. This is the most tested version of Windows ever. Millions of users have been involved in providing feedback. A lot of effort gone into making it a smooth experience. So there's a number of resources that we have in case something does happen. Of course, go to the website. There's a Q&A that answers a lot of questions on windows.com/upgrade. There's a community forum. We have an answer desk staffed with Microsoft experts online, plus in the Microsoft stores as well. And I know there's a couple stores in Chicago area, in Oak Brook and
Absolutely.
Schaumburg. They'd be happy to have an appointment with you and walk you through that upgrade.
Brian, thanks so much, and we look forward to upgrading.
All right, Barry. Thanks for the time.
And thanks for all of you for joining us on this edition of Business Insanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Of course, special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, you got to give me a call on my private line. It's 773-837-8250, or you can go to www.barrymaltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year that you move your business forward? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Recently, Chicago heard about the